Peace. This is Sterling Tolles. Thank you so much for coming to see my exhibition Shelves. I wanted to talk a little bit about the exhibition. So Shelves, with the H in parentheses and the question mark, as a title, was meant to be more of a prompt than actually a title. And I hope that this would be an opportunity for people to really look at and question what it means to be human and to be within humanity. So I would say all of my work centers around healing, and particularly collective healing, and how we can, through our experiences and the sharing of those, converge and return to a oneness that actually allows us to have access to an infinite sense of peace and beauty. So when I started to think about this exhibition, I thought a lot about the relationship between trauma and identity, and how oftentimes we try to get beyond our traumas, our pains, our hurts, our guilts, our regrets, our doubts, our remorses. But how do you do so when the identity that you refuse to let go of was born out of those things? And it creates somewhat of a paradox in a lot of ways. Oftentimes we try as humans to break down these social walls that divide us. But part of the complication in doing so is the fact that our identities are essentially adhering to these social walls as shelves most times. And these shelves are holding these experiences that often weigh us down. So when we think of a shelf becomes identified by what's placed on it. So if it's hats on the shelf, it becomes the hat shelf. If it's spices on the shelf, it becomes the spice shelf. So it basically becomes what's placed on it. So if you take the items off the shelf that come to identify it, then what is the shelf essentially without those items on it? And so often it becomes difficult to let go of our traumas and our pains and et cetera, because there is a feeling of losing one's identity as we remove them from who we are, or our shelf, so to speak. So I wanted to question, is a shelf really what we were meant to be in life? Or are we something else other than something that is static, adhering to a social wall to maintain the ideas of what we see ourselves as being? Or are we something else? And I think it is my belief that we are something more energetic and way more fluid than we've been conditioned to believe. That led me to thinking about energy systems and how as humans we use tools and objects to transfer energy. And so I thought it would be interesting to potentially use objects that are somehow used in the ecosystem of transferring energy to make statements about identity. So this was my working premise for this notion. Just as matter is slowed down energy, identity is really slowed down spirit. So how do we return to a place where we're moving at the speed of spirit versus the speed of identity, which is much slower? So I made a call to a friend that works in energy, and I was able to obtain a bunch of discarded materials from a coal plant that's in the process of being demolished and a service center and laboratory. And the majority of the items, which include a lot of metal, are all objects that came from those places. I was thinking about this exhibition in stages. And the first is how we see each other through identity. I had these beautiful brass and copper pieces that I knew I wanted to do portraits behind, which doing portraits as a representation of identity. But I wanted the catch to be that you rarely saw anybody fully. So we only see the parts of people that serve the narrative that our identity gives us to perpetuate itself. So we only see what prolongs the belief that it is imperative that we stay within the confines of our identities. The brass and copper act as those partitions that prevent us from seeing others fully and being seen fully. The second stage I wanted to be the feeling of the actual experience of navigating through humanity to ponder the question that is the title or prompt of the show. So there are these video images that are from the perspective of being in the midst of this labyrinth of pipes and wires and cords, and we are in the middle of a multitude of energy being transferred. The irony is, even though all of this energy is being transferred around us, we can still have the feeling as if we're navigating down a corridor alone and solitary. And so sometimes life can be that interesting contradiction. So within this room that we've been calling the blue room, there are projections going through these metal sheets and screens. And I think that that is a premise that brings us closer to what our humanity may be much closer to than a shelf. And for me, it's in the fact that not only are these screens tangible enough to hold an image, but they are also intangible enough to let the image through it, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to hold the weight of what's being projected through it. And I think that is such a beautiful premise for how we can potentially move through humanity. So the third stage, and what people are also referring to as the orange room, for me is the realization of the answer to that question. It is that we are all manifestations of the same electrical pulse. It's the idea that we are all candles lit from the same flame. But in actuality, we are not the candle itself or the form that holds the flame. We are the flame, the source flame. Just as when you're at a birthday party and everyone has candles and that one person has the flame, and then from that one flame lights every other wick. And so now every wick has that flame. The life within us all came from that same place. We are all simultaneous incarnations of the same flame. So in that room is what appears to be a plug, and that is a transformer. And that transformer, and I'm gonna try to say it how it was told to me, but that transformer is actually what takes higher voltage lines carrying a lot of power and distills it down to lower levels of energy to be distributed to like smaller places like businesses and homes. And I took that as a metaphor for how we draw from that infinite flame that we all come from. But through our bodies, we are able to distill that down to give that love or that flame to people in our encounters in our daily lives. So quickly, I would like to thank Christina for connecting me to all these wonderful people that I met. Like Nader, Greg, and Mike at the Rouge Plant, and Brenda, Ron, Brandon, Daryl, Arnold, everybody at the Warren Service Center, and Biliana and Alpana, and everybody at the D-Lab. Thank you all so much for giving me those things that you didn't need and finding them for me. So I appreciate you all. Also doing this month and a half for Soul Residency, I was able to meet with a lot of people that would visit me in the process of creating this, and it led to a lot of beautiful and inspiring conversations. And I want to thank everybody that came through to sit with me and just know that their lives and their energy very much lives and breathes in the work that you see. So thanks to them too. All right. Thank you for listening, and peace.